I can't understand a word of what they are saying. People frequently make this type of comment after listening to someone speaking very fast. Now imagine that this comment is made about the person who is speaking on radio. When listening to news on the radio, the listeners won't have a second opportunity to understand the messages. We have to understand the first time. This is why speech rate and pauses are very important for broadcasters speaking on the radio. A high speech rate with few pauses can affect the listener's potential to understand the information. This is sufficient cause to give serious consideration to the speech rate, reading speed, and pauses adopted. Therefore, this research aims to analyze and compare broadcasters' speech rate and number of pauses in 10 news bulletins from BBC, United Kingdom.
A study by British scientists suggests that hundreds of glaciers in the Antarctic Peninsula are flowing faster, causing sea levels to rise.
Radio France.
Nicolas Sarkozy a également parlé du cas d'Ingrid Betancourt, des propos extrêmement prudents, mais plutôt porteurs d'espoir.
AI from Italy.
Dall'area moderata della coalizione all'estrema sinistra no ad elezioni anticipate, ma anche una netta contrarietà a governi pasticciati di transizione. Renzo Lucetti, Margherita.
NRNE from Spain.
La futura ley del cine estará lista en esta legislatura tras su paso por el Congreso de Ministros. El texto se enviará al Congreso de los Diputados por el procedimiento de urgencia para que se apruebe antes de que termine 2007.
In total, we analyzed 40 bulletins from news radio stations and world services. The second part of this study analyzed whether listeners' perception of the news can be affected by different speech rate. First, the participants listened to the bulletins. English participants listened to BBC, French participants to Radio France, and so on. Then they had to assess their perception of the news. The questionnaire included two questions. The first question asked if they consider the bulletin very fast, fast, normal, slow, or very slow. Then the second question inquired about their understanding. It asked if they consider the bulletins very difficult, difficult, normal, easy, or very easy. Let's go on to explain the results. First, we are going to talk about speech rate. The appropriate speech rate is about 180 words per minute. More than this value, it can create comprehension problems for the listeners. If we take this rate as a reference, only one radio station, BBC, was within the suitable limit at 167 words per minute, although Radio France, at 189 words per minute, was close to this rate. Nevertheless, the radio from Italy and the radio from Spain had very high speech rates, at 192 and 210 words per minute in the case of the radio from Spain, more than 200 words per minute. This data can be explained because in Mediterranean countries, especially in Spain, speech is faster than in other countries. In any case, this speech rate is considered as excessive for understanding a medium like radio, although Spanish and Italian listeners are accustomed to a faster speech. This cannot be forgotten. If a newscaster wants to be truly effective in communicating news on radio, he or she has to use slower speech rate, similar to Radio France or especially BBC. Secondly, regarding pauses, the number of pauses per minute revealed that BBC was the radio station with broadcasters made more pauses, followed by Radio France, radio from Italy, and then lastly, the radio from Spain, which was the radio station with the fewest pauses. Next, the length of pauses maintained the same order. BBC was the radio station with the most extensive pauses, next Radio France, next Italy, next Spain. Therefore, BBC was not the only radio station with the slowest speech rate, but also their broadcasters made more pauses with longer lengths. This means that its speech allowed for a better understanding. Secondly, Radio France achieved reasonable values. Speech rate was a little high, but with enough pauses of significant length. However, the radio from Spain, and to a lesser extent, radio from Italy, maintained all these variables at values that were too high, a speech rate that was too fast and too few too short passes. Regarding the second part of the study, the results lead us to conclude that the perception was affected by speech rate. Bulletins having a pace considered to be normal, BBC and Radio France, were considered the easiest to understand. On the other hand, the bulletins considered to be faster, the radio from Italy and the radio from Spain, were the most difficult to understand, especially the one from Spain. In conclusion, if we consider that a key goal of radio is for listeners to understand news, it's clear that the results of this study have significant influence. It's essential to combine a slower speech rate with pauses in order to effectively distribute information. In this way, understanding will be easy, and we cannot forget our goal on radio is ultimately that the listeners understand the message.